Alabama Power wants to change how it handles coal ash pollutants from its utility plants statewide. Regulators are considering a proposal which includes capping and sealing coal ash ponds at six spots around Alabama. That discussion includes a coal ash pit near the Mobile River. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management is now deciding whether or not to issue a permit to allow Alabama Power to do that. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Lynn Olshue spoke with All Sides on the issue and files this report.
Alabama Power's plan to trade coal ash ponds and use coal ash pits would apply all over the state. The utility company wants to cap and seal coal ash ponds at six plants across Alabama. Environmental groups are crying foul, since that would leave ash next to rivers and waterways. The ball is now in the court of the Alabama Department of Environmental Management.
The closure and cleanup will be done in accordance with plans that have been developed through many months of review and revision by the department and the power companies.
That was ADEM Director Lance LaFleur. His comments come from a video on ADEM's website.
You can make your comments in a number of different ways, a letter, an email, or verbally at a public hearing to be held in the local community near the eight sites where the plants are located. All comments will be considered before the permits are made final.
Last week's hearing in Mobile was the public's chance to speak out about Alabama Power's plan for the Berry plant. It's located 25 miles north of Mobile. The 600-acre coal ash pond stores more than 20 million cubic yards of wet coal ash on the bank of the Mobile River.
In our case, we've been putting coal ash into a pit alongside the Mobile River for about 75 years.
Casey Calloway is executive director of Mobile Baykeeper. She says it's dangerous to keep ash close to the river.
So it's now 22 million tons of ash in a 600-acre coal ash pit area. So it's a lot of ash, a lot of heavy metals, a lot of toxic pollutants, all right there surrounded by the Mobile River, which is a really fast moving river. Alabama Power is going to leave their coal ash where they are on the side of our river. They're going to put a cap on top of it, and they're calling that acceptable.
Beth Thomas with Alabama Power says the utility company's plan is designed to meet and exceed the legal requirements.
Our closure plan includes removing all the liquids from the pond, placing the material behind engineered dikes, and covering it with an impermeable cap. The cap will securely seal the site in place.
Here's why environmental groups are on edge over coal ash. Back in 2008, a dike broke at the coal ash pond at the Kingston Fossil Plant in Tennessee. The accident released billions of gallons of coal ash. The government responded by ordering utility companies to close coal ash ponds. The ash has to go somewhere. Alabama Power wants to leave its coal ash in a pit. But here's the rub. The Berry plant pond is 5 times bigger than the Kingston, Tennessee pond, which created the issue. Casey Calloway.
So we know a catastrophic event would have massive dollar impacts on our economy, our quality of life, our health, and our reputation for sure.
Mobile Riverkeeper is a financial supporter of Alabama Public Radio. While the debate drags on over Alabama Power and its coal ash, there are more than just environmental groups who sound concerned.
My experience was that plant operators and utility executives are overconfident about their ability to keep the public safe.
Richard Moore is the former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama. He was the Inspector General for the Tennessee Valley Authority at the time of the Kingston spill. He says it's a bad idea to leave coal ash by a river forever.
They're not objective because there's money involved. And I believe, based on the public reporting that we did, it was clear, in TVA's case at least, that they had minimized the risk, and they were looking to cut corners and save money on maintenance. The rule of infrastructure is that infrastructure fails.
Moore saw a pattern of overconfidence while working with TVA executives and engineers, off and on for 14 years.
I saw those kind of patterns where they're overconfident about their ability to make it safe. And they tend to say, you know, well, this is not about the money when they're when they're cutting costs, cutting corners. And when they say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Beth Thomas with Alabama Power says the utility company's plan is designed to meet and exceed the legal requirements.
We have spent years evaluating the best possible choice for closing the coal ash site. We've gotten expert input from independent third-party engineers and geologists. We ultimately decided that sealing the site by close in place was the best alternative that's offered by the EPA.
Okay, tell us your name and who you represent, and if you would like, you can take your mask off so we can better understand you.
The Alabama Department of Environmental Management gave the public 7 minutes.
My name is Jonathan Hale. I'm the CEO of Prospect Mining and chairman of the Alabama Mining Association. I'm not an expert in the field of closing ash ponds, but I am an engineer with common sense. I am in favor of Alabama Power.
Hale was followed by Nicholas Williams, who lives on Mobile Bay, 6 miles from the Berry plant.
When I was young, my parents would take me and my two sisters down to the beach in an old Jeep Grand Cherokee with wood panels, and we'd play while they fished. We'd chase fiddler crabs, hunt for seashells.
Williams says leaving the coal ash in place by the Mobile River is taking a chance with something that should not be left to chance.
I believe this because this isn't my first rodeo. I've listened to BP, Fairhope Utilities, and various plants located on the rivers of this state tell me that it's going to be just fine.
The state says it will issue the final permits sometime later this year. Lynn Oldshue, APR News, Mobile.